As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everyone, go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google Store and download our app, or just sit in your chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. While you're at it, click on the link, support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, questioning our elections, attacking our democracy, undermining it. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest, toughest voice standing up for our democracy and against the big lie. We're going to the lines. A couple of people on the lines. I'm going to take you in order. Start with Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, I really agree with you on Sirhan. Sirhan, I can remember I was 10 years old when Bobby Kennedy was assassinated, and I was excited about him running because, you know, that for some reason I was a little bit aware even back then, but I think he would have buried Richard Nixon in the election that because he was a lot more of appealing of a, right. You know, a lot more appealing of a person than Richard Nixon, that he would have buried Nixon in any debates just like his brother did, that Nixon would have been a hot, sweaty mess in any kind of debate back then.
That's right.
That it's remarkable that these Republicans show more and more that they just oppose democracy, and you know, they're willing to stoop to any tactics at all. You know, they don't want people to vote now. They want to, you know, be contacting people, going to these school board meetings, and I'm going to have to start going to them here locally, that and challenge them if they're yelling at people, saying, you know, that it's just ridiculous because they complain about protecting children with masks, for goodness sake. I mean, that that as somebody has to be careful about that kind of exposure, you know, that in recovery from cancer, that it just is. And the notification I just heard, you know, on the radio there about UW Hospital has to, you know, cut back on planned surgeries and that because of all the COVID cases that are showing up. I mean, this kind of thing just should not be happening. And the Republican Party has adopted the meme of that, you know, don't mask, don't vaccinate. That even though they haven't come right out and said it, there's enough of them that are doing this, putting roadblocks in place, you know, mandatory mask wearing or mandatory vaccines for employers, that they're killing people. Flat out now, they're actually killing people. I mean, that, and they seem to think that that's their way to political power. You mentioned fascist states, you know, that there's a long history of people watching their neighbors on this continent. That if you go back to the Puritans, I mean, everybody's concerned about, you know, what kind of meetings you're holding in your home. That if you're discussing politics, you know, discussing in that case with religious issues that didn't conform with the Puritan ideals, and that it is just as there was no freedom of religion back in the colonial, back in that time, because they were executing Quakers, executing, you know, nonconformists for simply not conforming to, you know, to their, right, to their particular brand of religion. And it just is, and we see a lot of Republicans today that I think that they would be perfectly happy to do that. I mean, that they just want power to any.
Yeah, you're
means
making
necessary.
Some good points, and you know, the overriding issue, and I think you nailed it very well, is the Republicans are just being, they obstruct anything to get into power, anything that's at all rational. I mean, you know, wearing a mask or getting vaccinated, it's at least rational, and opposing it on ideological grounds, enabling the virus to spread, enabling it to mutate, enabling it to be the Omicron virus, enabling all of that because they think that'll get them back into political power. It's a fetish that somehow they can rally a base around. This is sad. It's very pathetic. And I encourage you, Mark, to go to school board meetings because around the state and the country, you're going to see instead of recalls, folks are just going to run. They're going to go and talk. And many of them are going to lie. and they'll say they're teaching critical race theory in the school, and you get up and you say, no, they're not. That's flat out false. We don't want this guy in the school board. Everything starts at the local level. Everything starts at the local level, and you can be a great force, Mark. Thank you very much. Going to the lines again, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, this morning I had to listen to a guy on MSNBC. He's a reporter for the Daily Beast, and he referred to Navarro and the Green Bay sweep as fascinating. I think that's the wrong choice of words.
Oh, yeah.
I would call it treason, not fascinating.
Right.
But my question is, isn't this just a plain right-in-your-face roadmap, what he did, Navarro, and what he's now saying? He's just laying it right out there, what him and Bannon and the whole crew were up to for the right. January 6th situation. And, I mean, come on. This committee's got to jump all over this. He just flat out says this is what we did and what we were going to do.
Right. He should be criminally prosecuted. You know, he did it in a book, Dick. It just came out. Peter Navarro, the trade rep for Trump, was doing this with Steve Bannon, but there were a lot of others involved. And you're right, it's a roadmap. It absolutely is a roadmap. And here's how the roadmap works. In any election, it's going to be somewhat close. It's very rare to have a blowout. And if the Republicans are ever in charge of Congress, and especially the White House, they will just say there are six states in which we have concerns about fraud. Those will be the states that swung the election. They're not going to have concerns about 44 states because those are one way or the other. But Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and in this case, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona, and they'll just say, we think there's fraud without any basis at all. And then they'll say, we invite the legislature to select the electors. It's a gerrymandered Republican legislature. They will send Trump electors, and then they will go to Washington with that certification. Then what happens is a dispute. Democrats will bring suit, say, no, our guy won the election in these six states, whatever. And then the law initially, ultimately, it could be in the Supreme Court. Somebody called in from Madison the other day with a good question. Who decides when that happens? Well, I'll tell you what. In the Constitution, if there's a dispute about conflicting electors, two slates, like Wisconsin gets 10 electors. So Voss put up 10. They were fraudulent electors. They were crooked electors. They were Trump electors, simply because he said, we're not going to obey the presidential election. And then, of course, Evers convened the lawful meeting that elected 10 Biden electors because he won the election in this state. If that goes to the Congress, however, here's a nasty little constitutional surprise. What happens is the House of Representatives, not the Senate, the House of Representatives decides which slate of electors to accept. Okay, and that happened in 1876 with Rutherford Hayes, Sam Tilden. Well, you would think, okay, well, Nancy Pelosi is the speaker. We have a majority. We win, right? Wrong. Under the Constitution, each state gets one vote. You don't get all your congressmen to vote, one vote. And that is determined by the delegation of that state. So in states like Wisconsin, even though Biden won the election, there are eight members of the House of Representatives. The two senators don't count. And there are three Democrats and there are five Republicans. The three Democrats are Ron Kind, Mark Pocan, and Gwen Moore, but all the rest are Republicans. So 5-3, Wisconsin would vote to certify the Trump electors. And then somebody would get up on his hind legs at the time of the certification and go, Wisconsin casts its vote for the Trump electors. That also would have happened in Michigan, and it would have happened in Pennsylvania. It certainly would have happened in Georgia, in Arizona, and I think Nevada as well. And then what would happen is the Congress would say, all right, Trump is the elector, simply because, remember something, in Peter Navarro's book that Dick was just mentioning, there were 100 congressional people, Republicans, behind this, 100, a handful of senators and most in the House. 100 of them, 147 Republican congressmen voted not to certify Joe Biden. 147. That's treason. That's a fascist cult. That's not a political party. That's treason. That is treason. But if they'd had a chance to vote on electors, all they need is a whiff of a statement about fraud, even though it's not backed up. And then the question is, what happens? Absolutely, the Democrats would go to the Supreme Court, say, this is a constitutional crisis. You've got to overturn this. And the Supreme Court, basically, the Supreme Court could do one of two things. It could say, we don't have the power to overturn it because the Constitution says that Congress can do it. And even though it's a gerrymandered Congress, too bad, so sad. And that's an invitation to civil war and violence. Or the Supreme Court could say, the Congress, in doing this, itself betrayed its own constitutional responsibility because people in the states that Biden won went for Trump anyway in the Congress, and that was wrong. And Biden's victory was certified not just by secretaries of state, not just by governors, even Republicans, but by 60 courts around the country. 60 courts around the country. That's where we're heading. If you ever have a Republican Speaker of the House like Kevin McCarthy, and whether or not Trump gets back in, they can absolutely twist the Constitution and stick in a crooked Republican president. They can absolutely do that. And if you think that that can't happen, you're badly mistaken. I'm glad you're listening to this show. A lot of people don't listen to anything. A lot of people don't listen, read the newspaper. They all say, well, I can vote for president. You do not understand something. Your vote may not count if the Republican Party, the fascist cult, continues this present course. And as I've said before, you're not even going to be able to vote for lieutenant governor, treasurer, secretary of state, or superintendent of public instruction, because they're going to put that on the ballot to make those appointed by the governor. All of this is happening right in front of your nose. Right in front of your nose, so wake up. Going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. We're going to have a brief break, and then I'm going to get back and go right to the lines. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.